Welcome to a special edition of the Bets and Quotes podcast. I'm your co-host Chuck, otherwise known as Power Trip Bets. We had a genius episode recorded for you, but unfortunately the audio was hideous. So instead, we present Gambling 101, where I will walk you through some of the basics related to sports gambling. I'll talk about odds, over-unders, parlays, and more, so that when the guys on the Power Trip start talking about bets, you're fully up to speed on the terminology. I know a lot of this information is basic, hence the 101 part of the title, but if you're ever confused by what minus 150 was, like Chris can be sometimes, this podcast should help you out. We'll start with odds. Odds are a basic representation of how much money you stand to win for a given bet. A lot of times, you'll see something like the Vikings are minus 160 to beat the San Francisco 49ers. What does that minus 160 mean? Corey often explains it as it's how much you need to wager to win $100. So in the case of minus 160, you would need to wager $160 to win $100. So you'd bet $160. If you won, they'd give you back $260, which is your original bet plus the $100 that you won. Another way to think of it, and it involves a little bit of math, but when you have a minus number, if you take 100 divided by that number, that's how much you stand to win for each dollar that you bet. So for example, in the case of minus 160, 100 divided by 160 is 0.625. So in other words, you'd win 62.5 cents for every dollar that you bet. So if you don't want to bet exactly what the minus number is, in the case of betting $160 to win 100, you could say, okay, at 62.5 cents per dollar, if I bet $10 and win, I would win $6.25. So that's just a shortcut way to think of the odds in a little bit different way when it's minus. When it's plus, it's a little bit easier. You might see something like the 49ers are plus 140 to beat the Vikings. So plus 140, you can again do the division thing, but it's pretty simple math. It would just be 140 divided by 100 in this case. So the plus number goes on top. You would have 1.4. So you'd win $1.4 for every dollar that you bet. So in this case, if you bet $10 that the 49ers are going to beat the Vikings, and they do, you'd win 14, so you'd get $24 back, which is your original $10 bet plus your $14 profit. So that's a way to think of the odds. Just remember that when it's minus, it means the team you're betting on is favored to win the bet, and when it's plus, it means the team that you're betting on is the underdog to win the bet. Another bet you might hear of is the over-under bet. What the over-under is a total of a given outcome, such as the total points in a football game, that the casino sets at a point where they believe half the bettors will bet the over or more than what the total is, and half the bettors will bet the under or less than what the total is. So for example, in a football game, there might be an over-under of 42.5. That means the casino expects both teams to combine their score for 42.5 points. They're hoping that half the bettors will bet over 42.5 and half the bettors will bet under 42.5. And you win the bet, of course, if you bet on the correct side and, say, for example, you bet the under and the teams combine to score 38 points. You would have hit the under at that point and you win the bet. Anybody that had the over bet would lose the bet. Now, you may wonder why casinos set that at weird numbers like 42.5, because nobody could ever score 42.5 points in an NFL football game. And the reason is they don't like ties. They want clear winners and losers on both sides of an over-under. So at 42.5, whether somebody bets the over or the under, they're guaranteed to either win or lose the bet. The reason casinos like that is because of the juice.
You like the juice, eh?
No, we don't like the juice, but the casinos like the juice. And what the juice is 10% of the money bet the casino keeps. They build that into the line. So you won't get, if something's 50-50 to occur, you won't get even money for it. You won't get like a plus 100 line. You'll typically get a minus 110 line, which, going back to the first discussion, minus 110, if you do 100 divided by 110, is like 90 cents. So you're only getting 90 cents on a dollar for something that's an even money bet. So for example, in a casino, if they put a line on a coin flip, they wouldn't give you even money for that. They wouldn't say, okay, if it's a 50-50 chance it's going to come up heads, so I'm going to pay you a dollar if you bet a dollar and you win. They will give you odds of -110, and they'll give you 90 cents back for that dollar. And that 10-cent difference is the juice. And that's what casinos collect, and that's what they live on. And that's the reason they want to have equal money on both sides of a bet. Because in that situation, regardless of whether the number goes over or under, the casino's guaranteed to win money. So take a different example. So say there's $50 bet on an over and $50 bet on an under. In that case, if it happens to be the over bettors will get back $50 minus $5 for the juice. So they'll win $45. The casino keeps $5, plus they get the $50 from the losers. So the casino gets $55, they pay out $45, so they win, or they profit $10 on that particular bet. Now, if there was a situation where, say, 80% of the people bet on the over, and the over actually hit, the casino would have to pay out $80 minus the $8 juice, so they'd have to pay out $72 to the winners. They keep $20 from the losers plus their $8 of juice, so they pay out $72, they get $28, so that's a net loss of $44 that the casino would take on that bet. So they're running a risk anytime they have unequal sides of money on an over-under. So that's why they try and set the over-under pretty much at a median price. And that's why sometimes you'll see over-under lines move. So a game might open at 44.5. And lots of people are thinking it's going to go over 44.5, so the line will move up. So if they start seeing a lot of money coming in on the over, they'll move it to, you know, 45 or 45.5, and they'll keep moving it up until they feel like they have pretty good even money on both sides of the bet. Another question you might be wondering is, well, if I got an over-under at 44.5, and I took the over on that, and the line moves up to 46.5, does the team have to score then 46.5 because that's what the line was when the game started? And the answer to that is no. On bets, on like over-under bets or money line bets or any other type of bet, it's whatever the odds are when you place the bet. So if you got the line at 44.5 and it moved up to 46.5, that's good news for you because they're expecting it to be 46.5 for the expected point total. So you kind of got 2 points for free on that. And it could also work against you too. If the line were to move down, if people started betting the under, it might move down to 42.5 and you've got it at 44.5. So they need to score, you know, 45 or more for you to win that bet. So it's whatever it is when you take the bet. It's not what it goes off at the end. And lines can move quite a bit. That's one thing. A lot of people like to, some people like to get in very early on bets because they feel like the line's going to move one direction or another. So that's one thing to consider. If you see a line that you think is favorable, go ahead and jump on that because that line very well could move if the general public feels like the line's not set correctly. Another bet you may hear of from time to time is called a parlay bet. And what a parlay bet is it's multiple events that are unrelated that you must win every single part of the bet to win the parlay bet. So for example, you might take three teams in the NFL on Sunday and bet all three teams as a parlay bet. And if all three teams win, you win that parlay bet. But if one or more of the teams loses, you lose the whole bet. And you might wonder, well, why would I do that if I'm gonna lose if I just get one wrong? And the reason is because the casinos give you better odds if you bet multiple teams, or your odds go up. The casino doesn't necessarily give you better odds, but your odds go up because it's a less likelihood that that's going to occur. So take an example. We'll take just a simple two-team parlay, and we'll just assume that the games are even money. So the odds that you're gonna win, your odds would be -110 for both bets. So if you bet $100 on the first game and won, you'd win about $90 back. And then if you bet $100 on the second game and won, you'd also win about $90 back. So you'd win about $180 on those two bets. If you did it as a parlay, however, the casinos will generally give you about 2.6 to 1 on a two-team parlay, and that's just based on a mathematical formula for the odds. So if you do a two-team parlay and win both legs of the parlay, you'd win $260 on your bet as opposed to the $180 that you would have won betting the two games separately. So, sounds great. The problem is, in the long term, parlay bets are not the easiest to consistently hit on. And you will hear tons of stories about people that hit 5 out of 6. I hit 5 teams out of 6 on a 6-team parlay. And those stories are about as interesting as hearing about somebody's fantasy football team. So, it's not a great strategy in the long term, but sometimes, you know, if you're interested in 3 games or you feel really strongly about 2 or 3 games, it can be a way to kind of multiply your winnings. Of course, if you lose one of those games and you win the other one, you're going to be like, well, I could have broken even or almost broken even, and instead I get nothing and like it. So, but that's what a parlay bet is. It's unrelated bets that you put on one ticket and all events have to happen for you to win the bet. Now, some people get confused with this too, and they try to bet related events as a parlay bet, and that is not allowed, and casinos will tell you that if you try to bet that way. An example of that would be you might take the Vikings on the money line at -1, you know, maybe they're -160 against the 49ers, and then they're 4.5-point favorites, and you think, well, I think they're going to win by more than 4.5, so I'm going to take them, you know, take the -4.5 and parlay it with the money line. And the casinos won't let you do that because obviously if you win the 4.5-point spread, you're going to win on the money line. So those are considered related events and the casinos won't let you put related events on the same parlay ticket. So just something to be aware of there. The last thing I wanted to mention tonight was just always looking for the best odds that you can find. This applies especially in the online world, where if you have multiple sportsbook accounts, you might see different lines posted by different sportsbooks, and that's actually very common. And it's a good idea to always look for the best odds that you can get. For example, the Vikings to win the Super Bowl, generally right now it's about +1200, meaning that you would get, you know, 1200 divided by 100 is 12, so you get $12 for every dollar you bet if the Vikings won the Super Bowl. But some casinos might have it as high as 13 or 14 to 1, and some casinos it might be as low as 1,000 to 1. So that can make a big difference depending upon how much you're betting. So you always want to try and get the best odds that you can. Now, if you're in Vegas, I've seen people that they'll go from sportsbook to sportsbook in Las Vegas trying to get the best odds. And quite honestly, most of the sportsbooks in Vegas are run by the same companies. And so if you walk over from Planet Hollywood to Paris or to Bally's, you're going to see almost the exact same odds, you know, 100% of the time that each one of them will have. And so there's not really a huge advantage to doing that in Vegas. But if you're doing online sportsbooks, there's a very good chance that you'll get different odds at different sportsbooks because they're completely separate entities and they're just assessing their risk based on how people are betting. So if a bunch of gamblers at one book are betting on the Vikings to win the Super Bowl, their odds are going to be lower than at a sportsbook where not as many people are betting on the Vikings to win the Super Bowl. So it can pay to check there if you're doing the online thing. But in general, whether that applies to, you know, video poker or craps or blackjack or whatever, you always want to check around and make sure you're getting the best odds because that just means you're going to win more money when you do win. So that's just good general advice and doesn't just apply to sports gambling. Well, I think that'll wrap it up for tonight's little gambling 101. If you have any questions or comments, you can always email me at powertripbets@gmail.com or you can tweet at me at powertripbets on Twitter. If you like these little chats, I'm happy to do more. If you have any topics you'd like me to discuss related to gambling, I love talking about gambling, so feel free to shoot those my way, and hope you enjoyed listening. And I'll be back next week with a regular episode of the Bets and Quotes podcast, along with Power Trip Quotes, and hopefully you'll really enjoy it. We enjoyed recording it. Unfortunately, the audio didn't enjoy recording it for us, so we'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening.